Yes, in 1943, I was old enough to join the army, and having done my officer cadet training things in the Royal Artillery, which was regiment of my choice, I found that I was not going to go on D-Day. They were volunteering, asked for volunteers for the commandos, and I put my name down. I was on a course prior to being posted to the Far East, a jungle warfare training course, and I was stationed very comfortably for a week's course at the Rose and Crown in the New Forest. It wasn't so built up as it is today, and we used to go out on exercises in the New Forest, and they set a sort of course. They had dummy bodies tied up in trees and this, that, and the other, and as we walked through, suddenly they'd fire a blank, and a quote, Japanese would come out of the tree, and we raised our rifles, and with any luck, shot him. It was pretty unrealistic when one saw the real thing afterwards. But the New Forest can never really look like the Japanese jungle. I suppose they made an honest attempt to do it. But in those days, of course, the New Forest was packed with military memorabilia, whatever you call it now. They had forward dumps of ammunition and, I suppose, rations and other goods spread out in dumps at intervals along the approach roads so people could refresh their supplies as they went through. I think that's the idea. Yeah.